Welcome to this podcast called Lyttelos, or Listener's Pilot in English. My name is Annabelle Guaita, and I'm a classical pianist.
Okay, now we are here again in Jordi Mora's flat in Barcelona. It's Friday morning, and we are sitting here by the piano, and it's second day of recording this podcast. Buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
Yesterday, you were talking about these four parameters, four essentialities of phenomenology. And today we're going to a little more deeper into what it actually means when we interpret or listen to a piece of music. And you were mentioning the breathing as one aspect that can open up our understanding of music. And in breathing, we have this tension and relaxation, which is always a part of us. And you also say it's always a part of the music as well. So if you look at tension and distension, in music, there is many things going on at the same time. You have the melody, we have harmony, we have rhythms. So which of these parameters are, for you, the most important parameter when you go into phenomenology of music?
Yes, well, this is a very important point that has to be with mostly with the first and the second essence, no? With the phrasing, the going tension and relaxation, the double direction, what we spoke yesterday, and in combination with the evolution. So the evolution is always different, but how different? And this how bring us to the life experience of either I'm going to, yeah, so the tension increases, or I relax. And the main parameters, we have the essentialities, which are three essentialities, and the essence of essence, yeah? The three essentialities, evolution, articulation, breathing. The third is continuity. And the essence of essence is that everything leads us to the experience of one, of the unity. Yeah. Now, the parameter, which is another thing, are the most important are three and then one. Yeah, I will speak first about the first three. The first three are the rhythmically, the melodically, and the harmonic. Yeah. So rhythmically, what it means to have a growing of the tension rhythmically? First of all, when we play a piece, for example, plays this one. That this is of Greek, This one, yeah. Okay, that's enough. So the first thing what the conscious does is to try to unify. The first unification of all is something that bring the tora-tati, with the ta-ri-ta-ta, with the harmonically rhythm. The harmonic rhythm is ta-ti-ta-ta-ti-ti-ti, ta-ti-ti-ti-ti-ti-ti. The melodically is the rhythmically. And the melodically, that's a very interesting example, because when do you change the melody? Here. Ta ti ti ta ti ti. Because if you don't change pitch, the melodically is just a repeat of the same note. Mm-hmm. Yeah, changing pitch is ti 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 ti. And then we have also the accompaniment. Mm. It's also and they come all together rhythmically. And two rhythms. Melodically, ti 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 is a little bit broader. Ti ti ti. And harmonically, ti ti ti. Again, ti 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 ti. Ti 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 ti. So we have a half note, we have 8 notes, we have 16 notes, and the consciousness tries to make a unity of this, tries to find an energy who brings ta 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 ti 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 with this together, and with harmonic. The harmonic is very broad. There we have 16s, we have 8s. So what brings all these energies together? This is the question, the first question. The first thing that the consciousness do. And this is what we call pulsation. The pulsation is what will bring everything, these different energies, together. So is this pulsation, the pulsation this? This is too far away from the harmony. Is the harmony? This is too far away from the 16s. The half is too far away from the 16s. And then the eighth, is this the pulsation? This is too far away from where? From the harmonic. So, what is the pulsation, the energy who brings all these energies together? And this is the one energy which is in the middle of everyone. And this is the quaver. The quaver is not far away from the eighth. Ti da da. Ti ba ba ba. It's not far away from the harmony. So it's in the middle. And the incredible thing is that the quaver, which brings all these energies together, is the only energy which is not explicit. We don't have any quavers here.
No.
And it's the quaver who brings the 16s together with the half. The 16s is rhythm, and the half is rhythmically. So, this is the first act of unification, what the consciousness does. And the pulsation is necessary to find, because it's not the same to play. Or that's the right pulsation. And this is what a conductor, for example, needs to discover, because conducting, what we are conducting, what is the first thing that we are doing, the conductors, to bring everything together? The pulsation. So the pulsation is very important. Yeah? And this is the, not the, of course, this is just the begin, but this is a very important begin. Very important begin. Yeah? So in this piece, play it again, please. It's not. Play it again. It's not this, the pulsation. Play. It's not. This is not the pulsation. This is too fast. That doesn't fit with the harmony. This is the our pulsation. the other extreme. Now, we have also eight here. Now play it again. It is this the position. This is too far away from where? From the harmony, from this. Too far away. Which is the energy who brings all this together? This one. Okay, this is the pulsation of this piece. What has a Greek written? 2-4. So Greek give us the information that the pulsation is the 4. So the, yeah? So now play the Bach preludium, please.
The C major?
The C major, yeah. That's a very interesting example. Now listen, we have to listen to everything. Okay, so I have a rhythm which goes melodically also. It is like this. Da 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 di da da di da da da. This is one energy. This is the fastest one. Yeah? Then we have the broadest one. This is the harmony. And then the harmony, it is every bar. So play again. This is the pulsation of harmony. Okay, so we have a whole note in harmony and we have 16ths on the rhythm. They're very far away. Now, we have more structures here. This is the repetition. So the repetition brings also a kind of rhythm. Play it again. This two will be this. So, if I conduct like this, which is impossible, why is it impossible? Because you say, ah, this is not possible. Okay, then it means there is something there which is cosmic and has no interpretation. That's why this, this is not possible. And the reason is, because we are looking for unity, and the 16ths are too far away from the whole note, from the harmony. That's why it's not possible. The other possibility, the other extreme. So if you conduct like this, it's impossible that you get the 16ths together, because the harmonical rhythm, it is too far away. Now, which rhythm is more in the middle? It will be this. This is, starts to be more possible. But the half note, one, two, one, the half note is still too far away from the 16ths. This is 4 times slower. The half note, it fits better with the harmony. Pa. But this is too far away from the 16th. So, what is the pulsation here? Pulsation means what brings all these rhythms, the rhythmical rhythm, the melodical rhythm, and the harmonical rhythm together. What has written Bach? Has written 2-2, because if he would have written 2-2, the pulsation would be the half. 1-2. But he has not written the half. He has written 4-4. So he gives us already the information, which is the energy which brings all this together. And this is this. Now I have the pulsation. The quaver is 4 times away from the 16th and 4 times faster than the whole note. 4 times faster and 4 times slower from the 16th. He's exactly in the middle. That's why this is the pulsation.
So let's bring the parallel to the phenomenologic perspective. Mm-hmm. So what you're saying is that consciousness is consciously or unconsciously seeking this.
No, consciously.
Consciously seeking this
the conscience works always, and then you can become aware of this intellectually or not. You doesn't have to know the pulsation intellectually is the quaver, but you feel that is the quaver. Important is the life experience, not what you think. So just I give the explanation why is finally only one pulsation possible. Yeah.
And it's what can you say it creates balance or
this
something
is the
in the
energy
middle?
Who brings the rhythmical rhythm, in this case is ta 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 ta, with the melody is ta ra ta ta ti ta ta ti ta ra ta ta ti ta ta ti. This is also melody ta ra ta ta ti ta ta ti ta ra. So the melody goes with the rhythm. It's no difference. Rhythm is this, and melody is this. And then we have the harmony. The harmony is very broad, whole note.
So it's what unifies all and the parameters. Again, unity.
The pulsation is the first unification and unifies rhythm with melody with harmony. And it has to be neighbor of the rhythm, neighbor of the melody, and neighbor of the harmony. And that brings the main parameters, which are these three, together. Yeah. So this example is fantastic, but because you have also the possibility of the repeat, no? But it's not the half, it's not the semi-quaver, it's not the whole note. It is the quaver, the fourth, yeah? Okay? That's why Bach has written 4-4 and not 2-2. He gives us already the information. And then it doesn't matter if you're a pianist or chamber music. In chamber music, we have to feel the same pulsation. It's not possible the pianist feels half and the violinist feels fourth. Has to be the same because chamber music is the way to make music where it's more absolutely clear that we have to go together. What it means together? Together in rhythm and together in expression, but to be together, the first thing that we have to feel together is the pulsation. Yeah? So the pulsation is the beginning of unity. It's the beginning of unity, pulsation. Yeah? Play Kinderszenen, Träumerei. Okay, now, play it again. This is the melodical and rhythmical rhythm. Play. Okay? And now, that will be the harmonical rhythm again. Okay? So, like always, the harmonical rhythm is the most large rhythm. And the rhythmical melodical is a little bit faster. This example is more easy than Bach. Why? Because it's very clear.
Mm.
Yeah? It cannot be da, da, di, do, da, 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 di. This is too far away from harmony. And it cannot be da, di, do, da, di, da, di, 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 da, da, di. This is too far away from the melody. What is in the middle? Da, di, do, di, di, da, di, 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 da, da, di, do, di, da, di, 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 da, di, di. It's in the middle. It's the same distance towards the melody and the same distance or similar distance to the harmony. So it's the fourth. That's why Schumann has written like Bach before, 4-4. But he is very much more clear. This is the 4. Mm. In Bach, you can be da 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 ti da da ti da 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 ti da da ti, you know, and not da 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 ti 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 ti, which is finally the right pulsation.
I need a minute. Sorry.
Rhythmical rhythm, melodical rhythm, and harmonical rhythm is the. For example, rhythmical rhythm is with pitch, without pitch, yeah? For example. That this is a rhythmical rhythm. Now, the pulsation is this. If I don't have pulsation, I don't have tension. When rhythm is exactly like pulsation, this is pulsation, and this is rhythm. The tension is zero.
Mm.
No tension. But if this pulsation, and I do like this, there's some pulsation, some tension. Why? Because the rhythm goes against the pulsation. So in the moment that you go against the pulsation, you create an opposition. And this opposition creates tension. And this is the origin of rhythmical tension. If I do, here's not rhythmical tension, because what happened, I cannot relate it to a pulsation. And there's no opposition, it's just chaos. But I have. Now I have a relationship with the pulsation and the tension starts. Yeah.
So in a way you need balance to create chaos, because too much chaos is without tension, you say.
Chaos is without reference system. And the reference system is here the pulsation.
Hmm.
So if you don't have reference system, you cannot go against anything.
Hmm.
If you cannot go against anything, you cannot create tension. It's just chaos. Chaos is not tension.
No.
Chaos is just chaos.
Hmm.
It's just, I'm not, I'm living I have live experience of a sound or different sounds which has no relationship.
Mm.
This is the essence of chaos. The lacking of relationship.
You often take analogy to life.
Yeah.
And it's like if you travel away from home,
yeah,
you know that you're traveling away from home.
That's right.
But if you don't have a place called home,
yes,
you don't have anywhere
to go.
To go.
So you can go, but there is no tension.
No.
Because there's no home.
And or there's just chaos then.
And just Well, there is the nomaden, which has no home, and they are driving.
But there's new home every place.
A new home every place. But this is not a good example for what I'm explaining now. What I'm explaining now is what you said at the beginning. To go away from home, I have to have a home.
Mm.
And in music, important is to create tension and relaxation.
Mm.
To have a process. Yeah, that's why I need a home. And the home in rhythm is the pulsation.
Mm.
Pulsation is not rhythm.
Mm.
Pulsation is the condition that rhythm, musical rhythm, can take place. That's it. So again, with the pulsation, no tension. Now, a little bit of tension. Now a little bit more. A little bit more. A little bit more. No tension. Okay?
Mm.
So, without reference system, it's not possible to structure more or less tension. If we don't have more and less tension, we don't have the second essence, which is breathing. Tension, relaxation. Tension, relaxation. This is the rhythmical rhythm. Now, why I make the... What is a melody? A melody, it is a rhythm with different pitches and every rhythm. So, if I have ta 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 ti ta ta, this is no melody here. But if I have ta ti ta 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 ti ti ta to ta, I take the rhythm and I put different pitches. And then melody is born. So, melody is like a rhythm with a close of different pitches. Now, if I have pa 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 pi pi pa pa pa, the melodical rhythm will be pa 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 pi pi pa pa pa. If I have pa pi pa pi pa pi pi pa pa pa, the melodical rhythm is ta ti ta ti ta ti ti ta ta ta, and then it corresponds the melodical rhythm with the rhythmical rhythm. But if I have pa pa pi 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 pi, the rhythm will be pi 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 pi. The melodical rhythm will be pa pa pi 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 pi, because it's slower. Because you don't change ta ta, doesn't change the melody. So the melody is ta ta ti 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 ti, or ta ti ta ta ti ti ti. Now is ta ti ta ta ti ti ti, etc. You get? Yeah, is this clear? The rhythm, one thing is rhythm alone, and another thing is melody. And melody can correspond to rhythm, but not necessarily if you repeat the note. This is the first two rhythms, the rhythmical rhythm and the melodical rhythm. Yeah? Here, pa 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 pi pi. The rhythm is ta 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 ti ta ti ti. The melodical ta ta to ta ti ta ti. Not ti ti because it's the same note ti. Okay. Now, what is harmonical rhythm? Because you can have this rhythm. Pa, pa, to, di, da, da, di, di. But the harmonical rhythm is da, da, di, to, di, da, da, di, 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 da, da. So the harmonical is. It's slower, the harmonical. So, consciousness, listen to the rhythm, to melody, and to harmony. It has to bring everything together. How? With the pulsation.
And maybe this is a stupid question, but maybe some of our listeners are musicians. How important is this for interpretation? And what do you do exactly with this knowledge when you interpret a piece of music?
Well, we are speaking not. We are not speaking about phrasing now, no, not yet. We are speaking about the first unity, and the first unity is pulsation. If you are listening carefully to the harmony, to rhythm, and so, there is only one pulsation possible. If a conductor comes and conducts like this. Ta di do di di ta di di. He's not a good conductor. If another conductor conducts, di di do di da da di 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 da da, this is not a good conductor because it goes too far away from the eighth. Good conductor is ta di do di di da di 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 da da. This is in the middle. So, and that is no interpretation possible because the pulsation is the unification of all the rhythms what you have. Yeah, you have to unificate. You cannot take one of the rhythms and the other rhythms. You take the harmonical rhythm as a pulsation, and what about melody and rhythm? I don't care. I like this. I like the harmony. I love harmony more than melody. That's why I'm conducting like this. This is a crazy possibility, but either everything is possible or only one thing is possible. That's the point. That's the point that is very important to understand. If it is just interpretation, everyone does, but if you don't get the right position, there are aspects like rhythm. Or if you are a rhythmical person and you take the rhythm, you forget the harmonical.
So can you say that interpretation, according to phenomenological perspective, is becoming aware of what's happening in the music, not interpreting it?
Yeah, that's right. So we have to find what I spoke yesterday, the landscape. And the first landscape, it's how I walk in the landscape. Pang, ping. And this is the pulsation. And this has to be discovered. The pulsation has to be discovered, not interpreted. This is what phenomenology tell us and make us discover. That doesn't mean that you have to be intellectually aware of this. But if you have a good intuition, a good feeling, then you will discover the pulsation without to knowing that this is the pulsation. Attention, that's very important. Yeah, that's very important. Because the danger is to think only by knowing phenomenology you can be music. Not at all. Not at all. They are fantastic musicians. Mostly, they don't have any idea about phenomenology. But they feel the pulsation that brings everything together, even if they are not aware intellectually aware of is. They are intuitively aware. And that's enough.
Hmm.
Yeah, the people who doesn't know anything about music, they're sometimes the best musicians. Flamenco musicians and so on.
But if a listener comes to a concert, what would you give as the best advice to listen to a piece of music, and which perspective can help a listener who is not a musician to connect with the music?
Well, you have to be, first of all, don't think what you will do tomorrow or what you did yesterday, what you will do after the concert. Don't look after the hair of the conductor. Don't look how beautiful the first violin is, and just listen. That's the first thing. And don't think this piece, not even, that is Beethoven Fifth. Forget about Beethoven Fifth. You don't know what it is. You do not need to know what it is. You just listen. Pa-pa-pa-pa, ta-ta-ta-ta, di-di-di-di-di-di, and you feel, it's the pulsation, ta-ta-ta-ta, di-di-di-di-di-di-di, ta-ta-ta-ta, di-di-di-di-di, what is this, ta-ta-ta-ta, di-di-di-di-di-di-di, ta-ta-ta-ta, di-di-di, what is this, ta-ta-ta-ta, di-di-di-di-di-di-di, ta-ta-ta-ta, di-di-di-di-di-di-di, no, ta-ta-ta-ta, di-di-di-di-di-di-di. So if you feel what is inside, you will get it. What it is, but the main point is that you have to put the whole awareness in what is sounding and nothing else.
And when you're showing it in a very physical way. So in a sense, rhythm is also a physical thing. So feeling the beat and the rhythm in the body.
Yeah.
Not just in the head.
Your whole being is listening. Your whole being, like a conductor, a good conductor conducts not just with the arms, he conducts with the whole body. So the listener also, whole body. Feel, relax and listen and let it become, let it be. Become, you see? This is the best thing. No, this is not the best thing. It's the only thing that you can do, to put your awareness in the here and now, what is something, and let it become. Yeah. That doesn't mean that you will catch it 100% and not the first time. But the more you like it, the more it means that you are more inside. So liking is a sign that you are getting something. People say, I don't like this composer, I don't like this melody. Be careful. Perhaps you have not discovered this melody of Mozart. That's why you don't like it. So there's a relationship between discovering and liking.
Mm.
And this is what phenomenology invites you to do.
A lot of listening to music evokes emotions, and a good experience is often a good emotional feeling. But Chile Buraki used to say that music is not connected to emotions in the sense that we usually think about it.
Well, you are speaking music not only with pulsation, but with phrasing, with everything. We are speaking now about music as a whole. That's important. But I answer you there. Emotion, the danger of emotion is that a particular place, you like it very much, but what comes after, not so much. And now another place, that fantastic this. So what you do is to cut the piece in pieces. Yeah. And that is, emotions cannot be structured. What can be structured? What Selivdake call it, the affect world. So now is, what is the affect world in comparison with emotion? Emotion is tension or relaxation? I don't know. It is chaotic. Tension, little bit of relaxation, but I cannot handle with this, because you cannot say how much tension and how much relaxation. If I do, the tension that it creates, it is a second. If I do, now it's more tension. Why? Because it's more far away. If I do, still more. So, The emotion, it is, I don't like the first, but I like the second, and I don't like the third at all. This is emotion. Mm. This is total personally. But phenomenology is this takes you affect world, and this affect world opens.
Mm.
But how much opens? A second,
mm.
not a fifth, not a seventh. So, and then I go back. Ta, ti, ta. Origin, reference system. I go away a second and I go back. I get relaxation. And now, origin, fifth, there's more tension than the second. So, if I do ta di ta ti ta, I experience reference system ti, some tension ti, back ti, more tension ti, and then work.
Hmm.
And not even more tension, but exactly how much tension. The first is a second, a second is 2 meters away, and this is a fifth, 5 notes away. Mm. So, with sounds of equal vibrations, I can this make the distribution of my affect world structured. What means structured? Put in order to have finally not ta-ri-ri or ta-ri-ri, but ta-ri-ri-ri-ri. And now you have one phrase.
Hmm.
So, structuration of affect world leads you to one.
Hmm.
Emotion stays emotion, has no order, it is a chaotic form of expression. And that is the difference. The difference is that a structured affect wall leads you to one, and emotion, it is one emotion after the others. And at the end, you have, 150 emotions, but that's all. There's an excitation.
So can you say it's like emotions put in service of the structure?
Yeah, but don't utilize, yes.
But more effective.
But be careful with the word emotions.
Mm.
But you can say emotion, a structured emotion, is to put the emotion in the service to go to the big line.
Mm. Because it's not on an intellectual level either. It's
not experiencing
and thinking about it. It's like more sensation of it.
It's a feeling, yeah.
It's a feeling.
Yeah. So the word emotions is already quite dangerous, but if you want to utilize it in the right way, not structured emotions is chaos. This is what normally emotions are. Structured emotions means that you put the tensions and relaxations in relationship to get a very much bigger experience as the emotions itself, which is the experience of the big unity. That is the difference. Mm. But I would like better not to speak about emotions, structured emotions, but affect world.
Affect world, yeah.
Affect world. Affect world. Affect world is emotion, yeah, but it is not only emotion. It is more than emotion. It is, I feel in the right way to get the bigger line.
It's something about the lived. You're living the music, like erleben,
erleben.
You mentioned. Yeah, it's like living the phrase. It connects with your life.
Well, you connect with your inner essence.
Hmm.
Because emotions is also life. But it stays in the surface.
Mm.
It goes, doesn't go into. Stays in the surface. And if you structurate the way of tension and relaxation, you don't stay in tension and relaxation. But tension and relaxation bring you to experience with this higher or deeper. That's the same word, finally. As the emotions itself. But that is when you take all the parameters. I spoke before about the first. This is pulsation.
So we did the rhythmical pulsation. Should we round up this and see what?
To round it, the first, we are looking for one. This is the beginning and at the end of everything. This is not phenomenology. This is the whole yoga philosophy speaks about it.
Can you say a little bit more about that in the relation to life? Why are we looking for the one?
Because we are one. This is the only answer. We are looking for what we are. We are really. For what we really are. We cannot look for something that is not us. We can, then we get lost. But if you want to get at the beginning emotions, then affect world, then bigger unities, and the bigger unities relate finally, and then at the end you say, I am the self. That's what Yogi says. What is the self? It's the experience of one. And not only in you, but in everything. You just see one. There's no multiplicity anymore. So cosmos comes from unity and spread in multiplicity. Big bang, Plum, multiplicity. And yoga and phenomenology, by apparently different ways, but finally the same, take the multiplicity and makes you aware that the multiplicity is just an appearance. Finally, multiplicity is a part of the one. That's why we don't listen to notes, but we listen to melodies. What is a melody? It is a bigger one than the notes in itself. And we are looking for one because the self, this is what we are, the philosophy asks, what am I? Yeah, this is the big question. What? You are the self. And what is the self? The self is when you have the experience that you are one. That you are what you are. That's also what Yogi says. You are what you are. What is this? Unity. That's why we are looking for unity. Now, comes a person, no, I don't like unity. I like chaos. That is, for me, an ill person. He's ill.
Maybe that can explain what I felt when you started to show me the phenomenology of music in 1994.
Yeah.
Because I felt there was some kind of order behind music that I hadn't discovered before, and it connected with me as a human being.
But you loved music before you met me.
Yeah.
So this lofty music has to do with yourself, finally. Every person that loves music wants already to go more deeper than just the emotions that the sounds gives to you. Now comes a person and explains you, even intellectually, why it is so important to make bigger lines and so on, and how. Well, still better, of course. That's why phenomenology is so fantastic. That is why yoga is so fantastic. If you get the real meaning of yoga. Yoga, what does yoga mean? Yuj, in Sanskrit, means to bring together. Yuj, Yugoslavia. Yugoslavia is the unity of many countries that spread away many years ago. El yugo in Spanish, yugo is when you bring two cows together with this thing. It's called yugo. So yoga means to bring together, to get into unity. And that is exactly what phenomenology also says, with a more intellectual, more Western way. But we cannot look after to something which is not ourselves. And if you like chaos better than harmony, it is your problem. It's your problem. It's not anymore, I cannot do anything, anybody can do, until you get that harmony brings you a feeling that chaos cannot you give him, can give to you.
Yeah.
Pulsations, huh? And then immediately you brought the whole thing over the pulsation. You brought everything inside. So we went a little bit away from pulsation.
But I wasn't hardly any saying anything. I brought what?
No, but the question, you stay in pulsation. Yeah. And then the next thing will be a motive.
Yeah.
And the next thing will be a phrase, you see?
Mm.
But it's okay. It's okay. You are like you are, and I am like I am.
But I wasn't.
And that is the result of both.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you felt that I was moving faster forward than.
Well, you burned.
I hardly speak, so I don't know what happened.
No, you spoke.
I spoke.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But it's okay, yeah. Annabelle, because you are you. And you feel like this is better.
I was just thinking that this podcast is kind of hard to follow. It gets really dense. But we are making examples.
Yeah, yeah, we will. Yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah. The people who are listening to this, they have to listen to everything, not just to one lecture.
Mm.
Because if they listen just to one lecture, They won't understand.
No.
You see it? It's a whole, because I wanted to speak about the melodically.
Yeah. But I want to make some connections to phenomenology as a philosophy, so people who with philosophy background can see the link, you know.
We are so different, men and women.
I can be quiet. I don't have to say anything.
Because I jacket. We think like this, and women they go until the end. Yeah. Why we are looking for unity? My God, this is the last question. After 8 hours. No, but it's okay. Annabelle, it's just I want to point out that the relationship in the interview, you see? And yesterday you did the same. Mm. I start like this and then whole. And today, a pulsation, first unity, and do whole. Mm. You go to the whole, whole, and whole immediately. Mm. And it's okay. It's okay. It will help probably more women than men.
Okay.
Yeah, finally not. It's okay.
So what do we do in the, shall we do another episode then? Like just playing and walking through the music and make an example?
Well, I wanted to explain about the melodically.
The melodically.
To explain the melodically, first pulsation.
Okay.
And then the rhythmical part, and then the melodical.
Okay.
Yeah. I explain also, it was clear what rhythmical tension and relaxation is.
Mm.
It was clear this. Mm. Huh? When you go with the pulsation, there's no tension. Mm. When you go away from the pulsation, there is tension, and you go back. So rhythm is not there just to experience rhythm.
Mm.
Rhythm is there, and also melody, to create a process which is tension and relaxation. The goal is tension and relaxation, not rhythm in itself. Because I have not tension or relaxation, I cannot put this in one. It is just chaos.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that about the reference system has to be there.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
And it is there.
And not only rhythmically. What is a key? C major. What is G major?
The reference.
Reference system. Mm. And then I go away from C major to A major. Then you have tension. And then you come back to G major. So the harmony is also there to create relationships, to have tension and relaxation, finally.
Mm.
And melody also. Melody also. If you ta da di da 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 da. Finish. No, you cannot finish. Why you cannot finish like this? Because you finish in tension. Ta da di da 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 da. What demands? Ta da di to da da di to da da. And now you have a hole. That's why ta da 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 di 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 di. That's not music. That's just one phrase which opens and finish.
Like a question chaos. Without an answer.
But if you go back, you don't have just notes that opens and notes. You have a one. One. You have a motif or a melody. That is the goal. The goal is the one. The only goal is the one. The only goal.
So are we recording now? Or okay.
Yes.
Fantastic. So we were going into the melodic. Or shall we play one piece and we? Do you want to show how this works in in the music?
Okay, then play. I would say I explain first.
Yeah.
So, you understood how is constructed the rhythmical tension, yeah? If you go with the pulsation, zero tension. If you go away, more tension, the more you go away from the pulsation, yeah? This is clear. Now, melodically, we take melody, yeah? What is the difference between this and this? Why the second note it sounds higher? And the explanation is that the first note vibrates, I don't know, 450 vibrations, yeah? And the second note, 500. So the second note, because has more vibrations per second, it sounds higher. Now, in phenomenology, there's nothing in itself. What does our consciousness do? He is listening to a relationship. And then the relationship is the so many vibrations per second. And more vibrations. So this is an increasing of energy between the first note and the second. Because the second moves faster per second as the first. It's more movement. More movement means more energy. More energy means more tension. Moves faster. And now, I go back. Yeah. Or the opposite. Fast. Slower. Slower. So there's an association. If I go down with relaxation, so the first parameter to get phrasing melodically is the pitch. You go higher. Ta di di di. The tension increases. You go lower. Di 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 di. Relax. Tense and relax. Only with the pitch. How many melodies are with the pitch? 80%. 70%, but not 100%. That's the point, because it will be very easy if it is only the pitch. Yeah. So ta ta di 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 ta ti ti ti. It's the German hymn, which is a melody of Haydn. It's so wonderful, not because of the German hymn, but because it's a Haydn melody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is the that goes 100% with the high. Yeah, so it goes higher, it's more tension. It goes lower, it's still tension. It can be also forte. Beethoven Fifth Symphony, fourth movement. Pam pam pi, pam 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 pim pi, pam pa pi, pam pa pi, to ta 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 to ta ta di 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 di. So it goes higher, more tension. It goes lower, down, less tension. And this is the first parameter. Yeah. Which is the second parameter? That comes very interesting. The second parameter is then when you play a note, this note is not alone. It's not creates harmonics, overtones. I'm listening. I don't put the pedal, no? I don't know if in the registration you will get the harmonics. So the harmonics is the first six harmonics, yeah? Now, what is this so important? Yeah, because the harmonics, the creation of harmonics is always the same. First the octave, then the fifth, then the octave, then the third. And the first harmonics are the closest family to the fundamental. This is father and then, you know, the family is closest, the close family. That means that if I do this note, is closer to this family as this note. This note is as far away from family, even if it's more down. And this note, this is not a direct family, and this is out of family. So what is family? Family is the octave. It's the most clear family, then the fifth, then the third. Yeah, let's stay here. So that makes that if I do and then I go up, it can be relaxed because this is not family and this is family. So I go up and I relax, and this is very natural. But you tell me if goes up the tension because that one's like this and the other. Yeah, this is one parameter. But the other parameter that I will call the first parameter is the pitch. Yeah. And the second parameter is the harmonical relationships. Harmonical from harmonics. So the harmonical relationship make possible that I go down. Up, excuse me, and I relax. But very clear, I don't have to do. Or I can do tension, relaxation, because I go back to the family. Yeah, so I go up and it tense. And also the opposite, I go down. And tension. What? So, sometimes it can go up and relax, and sometimes can go down and tense. It depends of the combination of the first parameter of the pitch with the parameter harmonical relationships. For example, ta di ra ri tension No, ta ti ta ti ta pa ta ti ra ri ti ri Brahms. Ta ta ti ra ti ti ti. I go up, but I relax. Ti ro ti ti ti. Again, which is not the same, it's more ta ti ta ri. Go down, tension. I go up, relaxation. Ta ri ti ti tan tan ta ti ti tan ti. That goes with the pitch. Ta now ti ta ti ti. That goes with the pitch. It depends. One thing which is very clear in this aspect is minor and major, no? If I do... And now... This... Where do you find the minor thirds in the harmonics? You don't find it. This is very far away. That's why the minor has a tension, a specific tension. And the only thing... to relax the minor is to go to one harmonic which is very close to the fundamental. That's why tension, relaxation. It goes up and it relaxes.
And you remember you said minor is major in a state of suffering.
That's right. Because major, what is major? Major is if you take the first five harmonics. One, two, three, four, five. If you play the first harmonics, you have the major chord. This is the origin of major. That's what major so peacefully, so relaxed, doesn't want to go up, down, right or left. It is just in the middle. Major is in the middle. But minor, you take the major third and you go a little bit down and then there's not cosmic anymore. The minor is not cosmic because it's not in the harmonics. So that's why minor, it gives you attention. Wow. And the only thing, the only possibility to relax minor is to go to major. But you have to go up to relax. So it doesn't fit with the first parameter, the pitch parameter. You go up and relax. Yeah, or here. And now... more tension. You go down and more tension. That's more tension than this. Because this note is not in the family, the first family, the first harmonics family. Yeah?
So we call it dissonance and consonance.
That's right. The degree of dissonance and consonance depends 100% of the harmonics. What is the most clear consonant, the octave? This is total consonant. Because the octave is also the same. This is a little bit more tense. Because there are two notes different. This octave, and now, a little more tense. And now, more tense. And now, harmonic nine. So the more far away you go from the fundamental, the more tension will be. But that comes from the harmonics. This is the reference system by measure the degree of tension, the harmonics. Okay, and we stay here. Yeah, but that you know that you can go up and relax, and you can go down and tense. Or you can go up and tense and down and relax, which is more normal, more normal. But this is not the only possibility. Yeah?
That makes it interesting with the music, because then you have to discover when it's up is tension and when up is distension.
Absolutely. Play the Greek. Now listen. Just play the first chord. Every note, because it's a major chord, it is part of the family of the fundamental note. Yeah? And now play. Play what is written. Yeah, now tension, because there's a new harmonic. Okay, that doesn't change anything, because the same note becomes more tense because the harmonic changes. Play the first harmonic. And now begin of the second bar. Tension. And then relax the melody. Ta. And fa. Mi fa. You go up. You go up and you relax or you tense. You relax.
Mm.
So, yarodi, because this note, it fits to the harmonic, what is down. Ta ta ti 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 ra ri. Not ti ra ri, but ti ra ri. So, it goes up and it relaxes. It doesn't go with the pitch. And go on. No. Ti ta 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 ta. Why? You go up and you relax. Ti ti ti. Yeah. So it doesn't go with the pitch.
Mm.
Yeah. And now we take Schumann. Or Bach, if you want. Bach. Dora da di dora. Yeah. This. Play. Now. So, the melody. Mi fa. Goes with the pitch. This is higher.
Mm-hmm.
And more tense. Also because of the harmony. Yeah.
Mm.
And now again, higher, more tense. And now staged high, and then the same note. Now goes the mi fa fa mi. So go on. Di, di. Up, tension, di, down, relaxation. Di. Okay. So Greek was higher and more relaxed, and Bach in this case, no? Not always. It goes up and tension. It goes down, relaxation. Play Schumann. Down. Okay, here's quite more complicated, because at the beginning it's clear. And now, so it goes up, tension, and now down, but now it's not. Is why? Because this is the fifth and this is the octave. So it goes up but relaxes. So this is the second parameter. And now also the same, yeah? It goes up, this is the third. And goes to the fifth, so it relaxes. So here in Schumann is a mixture of both. It goes with the pitch and it goes like a harmonical relationship, yeah? But you will never play. Not, no?
Hmm.
Ta-di. And you play like this. Ta-da-da-di. Okay. These are the first two parameters to get the melody, to the melodic tension. Mm. Next time, yeah, not today, but next time, I spoke today about the rhythmical tension and the melodical tension. Next time I will speak about the harmonical tension. And the harmonic has, if you are here and you go to the dominant, you open, yeah? Dominant, tonic, dominant, tonic. So the dominant is more tension and the tonic is less tension, yeah? But this is only the harmonic. Can the composer open the harmonic and close the melody? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then what is more important? Harmonic or melodic? That's the question.
Who wins?
Who wins? Mm. Yeah, yeah.
I think that was also the issue with the Brahms trio we worked on in 1994 with this part where the harmonic tension is increasing
and
it
and
was
melody.
So difficult to understand.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. We could look at it. We are going to hear this played by one of your students.
On Wednesday.
On Wednesday. And it would be interesting. Could we look at it a little bit now? No.
Not now, no.
Not now.
No.
Yeah, I'm thinking just that little part.
I give you a very good example and a very clear example.
Okay.
When the harmony doesn't go with the melody. This is Brahms. Brahms' first symphony, fourth movement. Then he makes this. So he opens the harmony when the melody closes. Tension. The question is this like this? The melody? No. When why he opens the harmony when the melody closes? That is a fantastic question.
To support.
To support relaxation. That's right. Daddy. If I now listen all. What happens now? Goes down, very much down.
Becomes too equal.
And then it relaxes very much more than this. You finish here a little bit more open, not so much down.
Hmm.
So why does Brahms do this? Because the melody is not finished yet. So if I do, I must do more. And now, it's impossible.
It breaks in two.
I cannot go up because I am too much down. So he holds the relaxation. Holding. Relax, but holding. And now I can go up. Second time, more. Same. And not the same. Culmination. And I'm not ready yet. Do di da di 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 da di di di. Culmination. Di di do da da di do da da do di do da di da di di. So when he makes the first articulation and relaxes, doesn't relax too much because it has to go four. And he does like this until culmination. And after the culmination, then he goes really down.
Mm.
Then yes. So that's why sometimes harmony doesn't go with melody together. If you have this, for example, melody increases and harmony also, so it's very clear. Nobody will discuss if it is more or no. Dominant and goes higher, very clear. Now, it goes higher, change of harmony. It's more.
Tension. Hmm.
There's no discussion. But why is not discussion? Because melody and harmony, they are going together.
Hmm.
Where is discussion? When they are not together and one says, no, it opens, and the other says, it closes. Who is right? Who is, that is the question, who is right? It is right the one who is listening to the whole line, not to just this moment.
The context.
To the context.
Hmm.
So, if you do... Now it's finished. It can be, or, doesn't matter, because there's no context, but if you want to fit what it comes after with this, then, then it's clear, it has to be ta di do a little bit down to go afterwards towards more.
Hmm.
So the context is what gives us the ultimate relationship to orientate the melody. Yeah, but important is to know that melodically alone we have two possibilities, pitch and harmonical reference, yeah.
And then you're connecting with this four essentialities. It's the continuity and the development, which is always the driving force for this explanation.
The essentialities help us to understand. It has to be an evolution by breathing, but we have to go to the one. Yeah, not just an evolution and not just the breathing. The breathing has to go to the one. That is the goal. That's why unity is the essence of the essence. This is what everything goes to make what we are doing sinful.
Mm.
That's the point. Yeah, but we speak about harmony, huh? Next time, this is very important, because if I'm here, yeah, and I'm... And then I go like this. And now I go back. And go back. Why I'm going back? Because first I went away. From C major, I go to A. And that, I will explain this next time. This is 3/5 extrovert. C, G, D, A. So I go 3 kilometers away. So how I do it, I coming back. Not 3 kilometers, I go 1 kilometer back and 1 kilometer back and I'm home back. That's how harmony works. But I will explain harmony from the very beginning, from the harmonics.
Yeah. Hmm.
Because that's very important to know. Harmony has an origin, and the origin is the harmonics, again.
Mm.
the overtone.